If I had talked to several of you yesterday or last week or last month, and if I told you we'd be here tonight, seeing the things that we're seeing up here on this board, many of you would not have believed it. We've got a chance to start over. We've got a chance to make changes that are so important so that my children, some of them who are with me here tonight, can have the same future that I had. We can save the American dream if we do this right, and tonight is the start of doing that. Save the American dream. We could not do this without you. If you care about national security, if you care about creating jobs for the younger generation, if you care about tax reform, if you care about entitlement reform or regulatory reform, tonight is the night we can start to make those changes. We couldn't do it without you. So I said earlier, God bless the United States of America. I say to you tonight as well, God bless every one of you for the work and the sacrifice and the help that you've done to try and serve your country. It is such an honor to be your congressman, those of you from the 2nd Congressional District. It is such an honor to represent the greatest state in the Union, the great state of Utah.
Hey, everything that you have seen tonight has one message. It defies what everyone was predicting, but it still says that people are not satisfied with the status quo of the last 8 years. They want something different, and it looks like they're going to get something different. But what it also means for us is that we are going to be involved in doing some great things. I am still proud that we are going to go back there and make sure that Utah has a voice on how they will deal with their own public lands and public water. I'm going to guarantee that happens. I'm going to guarantee that Utah still will have a voice in making sure that our military is properly funded and that they will actually be respected here in the state of Utah. And number three, I know sometimes your eyes glaze over when you're talking about process, but if you have a good process, you have good policy. And this speaker understands the administrative state, and they understand the loss of power to executive branch bureaucrats. And we are bound and determined to make sure that power goes back to Congress where the founders envisioned it, and that from there we're going to put it back to state and local government, which should have been in the first place. That is the solution, and that is what I am guaranteed. That's what I'm going to be working on for the next 2 years. And I want to thank you all for your kindness and all the great voters in the first district for what they have done for me. I feel a debt of gratitude to you all. Thank you. Thank you for being Utahns. Thank you for being Republicans. Thank you for caring about this government. Thank you all.